Common Sense Approach to Illegal Immigration Needed, published in the Southwest News Newspaper Group, February 15, 2017, by Ray Hanania. Not being a politician, President Trump probably rushed too quickly to crack down on the nation's immigration problem. America has an immigration problem that's not about losing jobs or in protecting civil rights, but rather is about being able to control who enters this country to keep the criminals out. An estimated 13 million illegal immigrants live in America. President Trump and others estimate about 3 million of them are engaged in crimes other than being illegal. A common problem involves illegal immigrants who drive without insurance and get in accidents with other citizens who are left holding the bag. The illegal immigrant can hide and disappear, leaving the victim dealing with the terrible consequences and costs of bad accidents that sometimes involve serious injuries and hospitalization. That's unfair and needs to be stopped. Illinois adopted a law allowing illegal immigrants to obtain a special driver's license if they also obtained insurance and passed basic driving instructions training, including knowing and understand English. It helps, but it's not the solution. Politics has inflamed the debate, pushing people to either the extreme right or the extreme left. We need to get people back in the middle, the center. The common sense approach, the center, mandates a system that stops the illegal flow of immigration into America, not just from Mexico, but from Canada too. Both Canada and Mexico have large immigration. Canada will arrest and deport you, while Mexican did the same only until a few years ago. The largest illegal immigration into Mexico actually comes from Guatemala. Trump's idea to build a wall sounds worse than it really is. All he's doing is reinforcing border restrictions that are in place to prevent people from entering the country illegally. We must know who is coming in and who is going out to protect our citizens. Every nation does the same thing. Many of the illegals crossing the border are like El Chapo Guzman, the murderous drug kingpin who runs the Sinaloa drug cartel, and who has taken the lives of hundreds of thousands of innocent people, including many Americans. El Chapo crisscrossed the Mexican-U.S. border for years, but was arrested in 1993. He managed to bribe his way out of a Mexican jail, exploiting Mexico's massive government corruption. He was only recently rearrested and extradited to the United States, where he hopefully will rot until he dies. Sinaloa is but one of a dozen cartels that operate in Mexico, but rely on bribery and violence and a weak border with the United States to protect their drug industry. The politics of immigration fuels the anger and the growing hatred that has divided this country. On the right, there is a tendency to want to crack down hard. On the left, there is a tendency to issue a blanket amnesty and leave the borders open for anyone to enter. I fault people like Congressman Luis Gutierrez, who has advocated for immigration reform for more than two decades, but has achieved nothing because he refuses to compromise. But Gutierrez benefits politically from the debate. As long as illegal immigration remains unresolved, Gutierrez will be there to benefit politically. The politics of illegal immigration needs to stop. In 1986, President Ronald Reagan signed a sweeping immigration reform bill that gave amnesty to any illegal immigrant who was in the country before 1982. He also said he would tighten the border to prevent more foreigners from illegally entering the country, but that failed. And the problem started all over again. Now they want another amnesty. There is a middle ground. We need a reasonable immigration policy that imposes effective controls on who enters this country to keep the bad guys like El Chapo and terrorists from ISIS and Al-Qaeda out too. It also needs to show compassion for many illegal immigrants who have lived here for years, abiding by our other laws, while the issue has remained unresolved. No one has proposed a common sense middle ground solution to end the problem. We can't do that if everyone takes sides and calls each other names, fear-mongering for political benefit the way they are. That's the real immigration challenge we face. I'm Ray Hanania. Thanks for listening to my podcast. I really appreciate it, and thanks for reading my columns. I'm not a journalist or a reporter, but I do write opinion column commentaries like the one you just heard. I write about American politics and issues for a group of newspapers in Chicago, the Southwest Newspaper Group. I also write about Middle East politics and issues for the Arab News in Saudi Arabia at arabnews.com and for the American Arab online news and opinion website, thearabdailynews.com. I archive all my columns on my personal website at thedailyhookah.com, where you can also find info on my books, my biography, and you can contact me. I love to hear what you think, even if we don't agree. I hope you will share your opinions. Recently, I also launched a new website called biasreporting.com, which documents instances of bias and bigotry by the mainstream American news media. I believe today's American mainstream news media is corrupt. Over the years, it has been the driving force fueling the racism and hatred against minorities, including against blacks, Hispanics, Asians, Muslims, Arabs, and especially Palestinians. Oh, sure, some reporters do a great job, but the system is corrupt and broken because many others do not. The news media is the biggest political organization in America today, and it excludes and attacks those who challenge their political biases, their sacred cows, and their bigotry. Instead of being objective and fair reporters, many hide behind the concept of a free press and free press freedoms to twist news to reflect their partisan and subjective views and opinions and to push their favorites. They give you opinion under the fake guise of being objective when they are not. If they like you, they are fair. If they don't like you, you have no chance. Biased reporters can be vicious, and they are the biggest hypocrites. If you criticize them, they whine, cry, foul, and respond with even more venom and bias. I want to change that. America needs an objective and fair news media that reports the facts, not their opinions. And when they do express opinions, they must do so openly and honestly with their names and be accountable for those views. That's what I do. I hope you check it out and visit biasreporting.com. I also hope you support all my online efforts on Facebook and on Twitter. Thank you again for your time and your support.